Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos. Daf Samach Aleph, picking up by the top, towards the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Zok Tehele Gemishnah. The Mishnah, we're not going to continue on what we started off with in the last Mishnah. We're going to go into other categories of things that need to be, to get tenufa before kamitza, but not need, that don't need hagasha. Elu tunas tenufa vein tunas hagasha, and these are the karbanos that you need to do tenufa, you need to shake, you know, wave them, but you don't bring them near the mizbeach. Log shamash shal mitzvah v'asham, the log of oil of the mitzvah and its asham. That's one of them. Rashi says, "Ksiv v'heini fosam." You go and you wave them. V'abikurim k'divei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and bikurim, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rashi says, "Shemin and lebi alma and sukkadaf." We find off mem zayin amar beis the amar bikurim to unen tenufa. You need to shake them. V'emurei shalmei yachid, the sacrificial parts of a shalmei yachid. Says Rashi, "Ksiv shokatruma v'chaza tenufa." Al ishe achalavim yaviu lahanif tenufa v'gomer. V'chazav v'shok shalen, right, and v'chazav v'shok of them. Echad v'shok v'chad v'shem. This is talking about men and women. B'yisrael v'lo b'chem, with yidin, but not with others. Which Rashi says in Mefarash Gemara. We're going to say exactly what that means. Shtei alechem v'shtei kivsei atzeres, shtei alechem netu lems. This is on the on Shavuos. Keturo said, how does he do it, the waving on Shavuos? Noticing shtei alechem al gabei shtei kvasim. You put the two lechem, the two breads, on top of the two lechem. Shemineach shtei yadav lamata. He puts his hands underneath. Moluchum evi ma'alu marit. He goes out, he goes in, he goes up, he goes down. Shirema ashahunaf ashahuram. It says that it was waved and that was raised up. Tenufa ha'isa b'mizrach b'agoshim ma'ariv. Waving was done to the east of the Mizbech. And the Hagasha, the bringing, was bringing near, was done in the west. Tenufos kodmos lagashas, wavings came before bringing near. Next, minchas haomer, when it comes to the minhat haomer, and the minchas kinaos, the omer, and that of the jealousness, meaning of the sota. Rashi says, ksivu tenufo, le'eliafinan lu lagasha. You learn how it's lagasha, so you have tenufo here. Tenus hagasha, tenufa, he's got to have both. Agasha and Tenufa. Fourth type, lechem apanim. Huminchas tesachim. Ain tunus lo agasha lo tunufa doesn't mean either one of these things. Rabbi Shimono, Shimon Omer, Shlosha, Minim. The three types, tun and shalosh mitzvos, that they need between them the amount, the three mitzvos. Shtayim b'chol achas v'achas, but each one only needs two of the three. Ushlishis einbem, not and. Shlishis amen, but not the third. The Elohim, these are what they are. Meaning, these karbanos, the personal shlamim, the communal shlamim, and the asham of a mitzora, they have between them three mitzvos. We'll see that, but I'll just spell it out. We have smicha, that's when you lean on it, by the owner leaning his hands on the animal's head. Two is tenufa, or the animal's alive, that you wave it. Number three is tenufa the emurim, of the sacrificial parts, and the matanos of the carbon after we shecht it. Ve'eluein, others read inside, and these are them, zivchei shalmi yachid, v'zivchei shalmi tzibar, v'asham mitzvah, and the asham of the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, zivchei shalmi yachid, the personal shlamim ones, tu'un and smicha chayim, they need smicha while still alive. And you got to wave it when it's shachat. And they do not have, they don't require them to wave them while they're alive. When you're dealing with the tzibar, you need both when they're alive and when they're dead to wave them. There's no smicha on them. What happens by them? Ton smicha utenufa chai. He needs to smicha and wave it while it's alive. But it doesn't require to be waved when it is shachted already. Okay. We're going to now take a look at a brayso that's coming back to the first din of the Mishnah, the weaving of the tenufa of the karbanos of the mitzvah. Tell everybody, v'higur v'sola asham, v'es log ashamen, v'hini fosam tenufa. And the Kohen will take one lamb and bring it near, for an asham, with the lug of oil, and he shall wave them as a tenufa, the waving before Hashem. What's the teaching? It says he shall wave them as a wave service. It's teaching that the Asham and the Lug Shemin, they have to be waved together. If you did each one by himself, it's going to be Yotzei. He will bring near for an Asham with a Lug of oil, and he shall wave them, which implies that the Lug of oil is waved separately. If you would think that the Pasuk is teaching that you got to wave them once together and then again wave them separately, rather than teaching that one who waved each by itself, as Minyotzei, Tamalomer Tanufa, a single service of Tanufa, Velo Tanufos, and not the plural of Tanufos. Says Rashi, Tamalomer Tanufa, Lejurasha, the Havalin, the Michtav, the Hainif Osam. Why does it say Tanufa? So it's coming to come out, Kuntachasana, it's possible that waving is to be done together. But he's Yotzei if he did it separately. Okay. Lifnei Hashem b'Mizrach, and as I was saying, Lifnei Hashem before Hashem is teaching that the waving is to be done even to the east of the Mizbeach, and it certainly can be done to the west, which is, you know, closer to the Heichal. I va'amar Lifnei Hashem, says before Hashem, Yachal Amar, if you were to think that means to the west, because it's closer, so we see that the Mashmos before Hashem is the west, not the east. Amri Yehani Mili Mincha, these words, we're saying about the Mincha, the Ikri Chatos, which is called a chatos. Pasuk says about a chatos, the lashon of kodesh kodeshim hu kechatos. Right, so therefore, the ikri chatos, chatos to the yisod. Right, it needs to be placed on the applications with the yisod over there of the mizbech. The karen dromas and zachas lo yalod yisod. In the southeastern corner of the base of the mizbech didn't have a yisod. There was no base there. Therefore, it can't be that it's done over there, bringing near to the eastern side. Avalacha lefnei Hashem karina bay. But here, in reference to the Karbanos of the Mitzorah, which you don't have such a chiv, if you don't, the chiv is at the waving do in front of Hashem, then even the eastern side of the Mizbech is called before Hashem. Therefore, we can come out that the waving of the carbon of the Mitzorah can be done even on the eastern side. East side. What's up now, east side? Okay, the next part of the Mishnah, Bikurim get the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Bikurim, according to the opinion of Yosef ben Yaakov, my brother ben Yaakov, what is that? Talking about the Tenebraisa. V'lokach ha-kohen. The Kohen shall take, talking about the basket of the Bikurim, from your hands. Lokach ha-kohen. Limeid ala Bikurim, Shetun Tanufa. It's telling you that Bikurim need to be waved. Did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as I said, Rabbi Yaakov. My time, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's Pshat? Come Yad Yad Mishlam. You learned that the Chiv of waving. Bikurim by Gzereshava, hand, yad yad, from Shlavim. Ksiv hacha b'lakach ha-kohen tenem yadecha. It says over here in reference to the Bikurim, and the Kohen shall take the basket from your hand. Ksiv hasam yadav tivienna. And it says that by the Shlavim, with his own hands, he shall bring it to wave it. So if Gzereshava here, just like the Chazah and the Shoka, the Murim of the Shlavim are waved, so to the Bikurim also you have to go and you wave it. Beep, turn the page. Samech Aleph Amud Beis. Says Gemara, Ma Kan Kohen, but Zerah Shav teaches more. Just like here, the Kohen is the one who does the Bikurim. Says Rashi, Ma Kan Bikurim. It's a Kohen. Af Lalan Kohen. So to over there, it's going to Kohen also with the Shlamim. Ma Lalan Bailim. Just like over there, because the Shlamim, the owner, has to be the one to go and do it. Af Kan Bailim. So too has to be the Bailim as well. Okay, so how does this work if you're doing it together? Kohen Minyach Yado, Tachas Yedei, Bailam Aminif. Because you have to both of them doing it. How are you both of them doing it? The Bailam puts their hands on it, and the Kohen puts their hands under the Bailam's hands. Vilema Nami Kiribuda. Could the Tana say also that the Bikurim, the fact that you have to wave it according to Rabbi Huda? The Tanya is learning today, Braisa, Rabbi Huda Omer, Vihi Nachto. The Torah says in the Bikurim, in the Pasuk, it says, and you shall place it before Hashem. Zutanufa, this is referring to the idea of waving. Ata Omer, Zutanufa, Wein Ela Anacha. Maybe it means Anacha is placing it down. Rashi Shani Chuluf name is Mirech. Back in the Gemara, Kishu Omer, Ve'inicho, then if it says Ve'inicho, Anacha Omer, it's already said. Halamani Mekayim V'inachtos, what do I do with the word V'inachtos? Zot Tanufa is talking about Tanufa, talking about waving it. So if Rabbi Huda means that Bikurim need waving, why did the Mishnah say that this Bikurim require waving to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and not Rabbi Huda? Amarava, holu, Pasach Bo Akas of Tchila, so he says, Mishnah says that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, because the Pasach opened first with the words, and the Kohen shall take the basket from your hand. Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov learns that the law of waving appearing at the beginning of the Pasuk, which comes before, and you shall place it, which comes later. That's why. That was another reason why the Mishnah chose Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov's opinion of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Omer.
Hover Rav Guvrei. Since Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's strength in Torah is very, very great. Rashi Shu Chacham B'Yosef, the Kabbalah and Ervin, Safar Beis Amar Beis, Mishnah Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kav V'Naki. It's pure, it's straight, it's clear. It's Kav V'Naki means it's few in number, but it's very clean. Kav is in a measurement, like a small measurement, like a small amount, but the point is that it's clean, it's fresh, it's good.
Next part of the Mishnah, these things also, what in the world does that mean? It sounds a little bit strange over here. It seems to contradict this. At first he's saying that both the carbon of a man and a woman fall into the category of tenufa. And he says, but not others, which seems to now exclude when it comes to the vayiblech. Amr of Yehuda, that says, hachi karmas, that means to say, echel ha-shem v'nechashem karbanim ta'un tenufa. Both of them, their karban needs tenufa. But tenufa atzma b'yisrael. But the actual waving is done by a yisrael, meaning by a man. Avalo b'nei nashem, not in the hands of the woman. Tanu rabbanan b'nei yisrael minifin. He says, "Daber b'nei Yisrael." So it sounds like b'nei Yisrael minifin. They know the kolav minifin. They don't do it. B'nei Yisrael minifin. They in anashim minifas. Amr of Yosi. If this is matir shechalak kakasa, we find the pasuk like made a chilek between carbon Yisrael, the carbon of the kolav, and the carbon anashim b'smicha. Between the carbon of yidden of men, women, and the carbon of a guy or of a woman in reference to smicha. The only smicha is only for the men. Yochanachal b'tenufa. You may have thought also make that chilek by tenufa also, and only require the waving for these things by men. Lo. Can't say that because Mali Chalak b'smicha shasmicha b'bailam. Why Nachalak b'tenufa shenufa b'kohanim? Just because we make a distinction between the yidden that are men and the vagayim or women, reference to the smicha, which there's okay, it makes sense to limit to the men because smicha is done only by the owner. So once the avodah zarniks, right, the kochavim and the women are excluded from the smicha, there's no other way for smicha to be done. You want to go ahead, we're going to make a distinction also between the waving, which is not limited to the owner, and some of the kohanim. You have no basis to make a distinction between that of male yidden and avodah zarniks, you know, gayim or women. So we have to assume that the carbon of a Akum or of a woman is also going to be chayev to tenufa. Im kain, if it's true that even that of a guy or a woman has to go ahead and be waved, why does it say the lashon of bnei yisrael? Bnei yisrael minifin, bnei yisrael minifin, bnei yisrael minifin, v'ena nashim minifos. It's because they're the ones who end up doing it, right? Even though the women and the guy have to go ahead and do it, it's done by a Jewish male. Tanya yida, we have another brisa. Bnei yisrael, im le'el bnei yisrael. Gerim b'vodim shuchar minayim. Where do I know that converts and avodim shucharim, they also have to be involved with the waving. Talmud Lomer Hamakriv, it says the offerer, right? It seems it includes these type of people as well. Aweinu El is that Kohen Hamakriv. Maybe the offerer only refers to the Kohen who's being makriv the fats and the all the stuff. And teaching that only a Kohen performs it and the owner doesn't do it at all. Kishu Omer Yadav Tiviano, when the pasuk says with his own hands he shall bring it, Hari Bailam Omer, then the waving of the owner is already said. Teaching that the pasuk is discussing the owner's chiyuv rather than the kohen's. So when it says the offer, it's amplifying this idea of the chiyuv to include gerim and avodah meshucharim. So frankly, my hakesat. How exactly is this done? Like we saw before, the coin puts his hand underneath, below the hands of the owner, and he waves it. Beep, turn the page. Samach Beis, Amud Aleph. Ketzerosa, how does he do it? He places the emurim, the sacrificial parts, on the palm of his hand, and the bechazavishok on them, whenever there's bread being brought, a lechem amal, the bread goes on top. Heicha, where do we find about bread that is put on top? Amar papa b'miluim, find it by the miluim. That was by the inauguration of the Mishkan. My time, what's the reason why you put the chaz and the shok on top of the parts that are being sacrificed? If you want to say, because there's shok ha-truma v'chazei tenufa al ishe ha-chalavim yavyu lanif tenufa, that the thigh, the shoka truma v'chaze, and the breast of the waving on the fire offering, the fats it shall bring to wave as a weave service, is telling us that the chaz and the shok are put on the fat carbonos. Maksiv is a chelav is a chaze. Yiviano, it says the fat on top of the chaze he shall bring, which says that the fat goes on top of the chaze. Amar baya hu demaisi le koin mibes hamitbachayim. The second pasuk is teaching that the koin brings it from the place where it is butchered, and a place of the Beis Hamikdash is right next to the northern part of the Mizbeach, where they shechted the things, they skinned and they butchered them over there. So Verami lay, and they place the fats on the chaz and the shok, and then he turns it into hands of another kohen who does the waving. So at the time of the waving, the fats which are on top and on the bottom. And therefore, that we learned there for the first pasuk that the waving is done with the chaz and the shok. On top, that makes sense. But it says that they put the fats on top of the chaz, on top of the fat and the breasts. That pasuk is teaching that the second coin gives it to another coin, and again he turns it over, so then the fats end up being on top again. It keeps getting flipped over. And the third coin goes and sacrifices the fats on the mizbeach. And the Torah there is coming teachers to be in the social crowd. I mean, you need three kohanim to do this avoda. Mishum Duchsev, it says, Baravam Hajus Melech. With a multitude of people is the glory of the king. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.